the Morongo Casino Studios, it's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank Show, broadcasting live from the Morongo Casino Studios here in underwater Los Angeles, California. Still raining outside?
It was a while ago. We're back tonight. Rain or shine.
Yeah, and this brand new studio that we have, there's a skylight in it. And they didn't think about raining in Southern California. And so we did. And Johnny came up with something to cover up the skylight so we wouldn't be able to hear it if it possibly rained. Can you hear it? No!
Yay, very Johnny! Good.
Johnny! There you go, man.
You turn
over to KABC over there. It sounds like they're sizzling bacon.
That may actually be a good idea.
Actually, that is the show from 7 to 10. It's sizzling bacon.
At this point,
oh my God, it would be. It'd be a huge rating spike. We should just do that here overnight.
So they've given up on the Jewish audience, have they?
That's like Jewish porn.
So naughty.
Oh, I wish. Oh, so good.
Hi, does that make Johnny more attractive to you in a sexual sort of way? Because he's got tools and knows how to use them.
Oh, I'd marry Johnny tomorrow.
He's super handy.
But yeah, he's that guy. He's that kind of guy.
There's some people like me. I've got tools, but I don't know how to use them. They're all hanging in my garage, still in the plastic. I have them for looks. I can't build anything.
If I had called one of you and I was like, hey guys, I have a flat on the side of the road. I need somebody to come and help me change my tire.
We laugh and say, come on, you don't need a jack. You can just lift it up with one arm and pull the tire off.
I got it.
I'm a delicate flower in some cases. You couldn't change my tire for me?
I can change a tire.
You can't.
That I was taught.
Okay.
Heidi, you're such a faker. Why would you fake being so damsel in distress when you know you can change a tire because you want to look like a lady? Just do it. I mean, you want equality with pay. You want equality in life with everything. And then when it comes to changing a tire, you want to look like a lady. You're too damn lazy to get out of the car.
It's raining. Come on, it's raining.
I don't know how.
Yes, you do.
I think it depends on where the flat is. If you're alongside the busy, busy freeway, you're going to get murdered. Someone's got to run into you on the 101 or something. Sorry, I don't know how to change the tire. Someone else do it for me.
I just sit in the car and call OnStar.
But if it's off somewhere on the side street, I can handle it there.
OnStar.
Yeah. I also am a gold member AAA, but I don't want to brag too much.
Oh, fancy.
I've never called AAA, but I am a member.
You just have so much money, you know what to do with. That's what we got, is 2-hour shift. Somebody asked me, it's like, why are you guys doing nights now? Like, they had to justify Heidi's salary somehow, so we have to all have to work 2 more hours.
Tonight,
it's like $36 a year.
We could spend an hour talking about the benefits of joining AAA. We could do that 9 to 10.
No, KABC is doing that at midnight.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Right after the bacon sizzling hour. What the hell was I going to say?
Oh, Johnny, Skylight.
Did you ever have a blowout driving down the road?
Oh, yeah. I did. I had two blowouts on the same side.
What?
Yeah.
At the same time?
Yeah, it was, and I felt something. I mean, it was late at night. I was kind of home from I was in Altadena. That's all I knew, because I didn't know if Altadena was a safe place or not. And I'm driving and
getting milk.
And I was like, so I'm driving, and my car did really feel like crazy. Obviously, something was wrong, and some lady pulls me over, and she's like, "Your tires are flat."
Mary Madeline was going by.
"Your tires are flat." I'm like, "What?" And so then I pulled over to the side of the road, and I had to wait for a tow truck, and I was a little nervous because I was in Altadena. And again, I didn't know if that was a bad place or not, but it was, very late at night and 2 blown-out tires. Scary.
2?
Yeah.
What did you do to get 2 blown-out tires?
I must have ran over something.
It's like
on that side.
Well, I think, just considering when it was, I may have been slit by some people, person.
If you were slit, wouldn't they have gone flat like the first couple feet you started driving?
Let's not go with the physics of being slit. Well, let's go back to who in the hell slit your tires?
Well, I don't know, but I mean...
You think that that during that time somebody hated you so much, they find you, follow you, slice your tires.
Correct.
Wouldn't you slice all 4?
Yeah, I don't
know. That's too obvious.
Completely deserted. Oh, yeah, you're only slicing them towards the curb, so she thinks she's all fine.
And get in and drive for a while and maybe have a blowout and go down in a fiery crash down a cliffside and kill myself.
Did you confront anyone later?
Did
you do anything to my car?
I did not.
You didn't?
Mm-mm.
But did you have a suspect? Or two? Uh-huh.
The tow truck driver said there were slit marks on the side.
Would the alleged slitter have a slit of their own?
Oh, of course.
Okay,
all right.
Yeah.
All right.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So a lover's spat gone
perhaps,
bad?
Perhaps, maybe. Oh, I'm not saying, but that was... What would have happened otherwise? I was at a restaurant. I was having a nice dinner. And then I leave, and I have two blown out tires. I didn't valet park, nothing like that. I was parked on the street. And I get, my car drove there fine. I'm in Encino, driving to, you know, Pasadena. And I was fine. And then I leave Pasadena, and my I have two.
Nothing strange happened after that?
Mm-mm.
Boiling bunnies on your stove?
No.
Nothing like that?
No.
Okay, I guess you're fine.
Did you
drive perhaps a break-in. Oh, yeah, I guess that did happen around that same time.
Did you drive way too close to a guy with a swords, a sword shop? Little sword stand?
Yeah, James Bond cars with the razor blade that can come out and slice tires. Eric said he was driving to work this morning and saw pretty much an action film that wasn't being shot by anybody because it was raining outside and somebody must have hit some water and spun out.
The craziest thing I've ever seen on a Los Angeles freeway. I'm going down the 405. That's six lanes of traffic going one direction. This guy, far left lane, little blue car. He hit a patch of water and took an immediate right turn because he spun out 360 and then immediate right turn across all six lanes of traffic.
Thank God it was early in the morning.
Probably going at least 70. And even on his right turn, he just, you just saw him go across all six lanes. He hit the embankment, went down the embankment, spun out again, landed, going in the direction of the on-ramp back onto the freeway, stopped for a second, and then just went right up the on-ramp.
Unbelievable.
Oh. She put that in the Olympics.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Seriously.
You know, he was singing Carrie Underwood all the way to work.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, he had to change his shorts.
Oh, yeah.
He got to work. I mean, he's had to go home. Yeah.
Or he just smells like poop today. If somebody at your job smells like poop, ask him about how the ride was to work this morning. All right?
I
Speaking of your ride to work this morning, what's going on in traffic, Lisa?
Traffic report is being brought to you by